Library Service Center, 533 clients served. The Library Service Center, LSC, was established in 1978 to meet the information needs of the blind and visually impaired who are registered as clients with the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped. There are a total of 533 clients served and successful loans of more than 7,000. This is made possible by our librarian, who is filled with as much passion for reading and acquiring knowledge as our clients, with the support of volunteers who have dedicated their time. Together, they continued the ongoing production of the Infomag, news articles from the Straits Times, and Chinese audio monthly magazines. These are produced through voice recordings and sent to the librarian via WhatsApp before being downloaded into clients' thumb drives and sent out by mail in a canvas postal bag. As the majority of our clients are elderly or not used to using smartphones, it is challenging for them to access the news online. However, clients are encouraged to upgrade their skills, as digitalization is inevitable. With CDs becoming a thing of the past, along with the players, audio recordings are now in MP3 format and stored in our cloud for safekeeping. In collaboration with the National Library Board, 20,000 audiobooks have been donated in CD format. With the help of volunteers, these are converted into MP3 format and stored in our cloud. The titles are then catalogued and sent to clients upon request. After reading through the catalog, clients can either call or send an email to the librarian to let him/her know which books they would like to listen to and how they would like to access them. Most prefer the books to be stored in their personal thumb drives, which are sent in the canvas postal bag. For those who have a computer and can access Dropbox, the books are downloaded into a shared folder and sent via email. Looking ahead, we aim to reach out to Mandarin-speaking clients who love listening to Chinese classics, as well as English-speaking clients who hope to improve their Mandarin. Through our collaboration with the National Library Board, we have a better channel through which we can gather more materials that will definitely broaden the horizons of our clients. Besides audiobooks and the Infomag, clients who are proficient in reading Braille often request for Braille books to be mailed to them in a canvas postal bag or drop by to choose the books they wish to borrow. One such beneficiary is Mr. Afi Tet, who is in his 70s. His kind niece often drops by to browse the variety of books, as there are printed labels for sighted individuals to refer to. She is very familiar with what her uncle likes to read, so she chooses accordingly. There are others who also stop by to read before they head off for their appointments or simply to pass their time with a good book, such as Serene and her sister May, who occasionally drop by to read their favorite horror stories as well as biographies about people who used to live in kampongs. Kasim and Zamri, two good friends, drop by weekly with their portable MP3 players for the librarian to help them copy the week's news articles into the players. These are just some of the many beneficiaries whom the LSC has been privileged to serve over the years. In time to come, we hope to start a book club since we are working closely with the National Library Board. This will be a good opportunity for our clients to network with one another and meet new friends. It will also be a good opportunity to step away from digital devices and have meaningful conversations instead of always being behind a screen. The LSC has also organized Braille competitions over the years to encourage clients to participate. These may be expanded to include Braille reading or story writing competitions, which will definitely give clients the opportunity to put their creativity to good use. Over the past 2 years, the LSC has been privileged to collaborate with the National Library Board on outreach programs at different libraries to conduct storytelling sessions for young children. Through these activities, children gain a glimpse into how blind or visually impaired individuals read, understand how they perform daily tasks, and learn simple Braille. Such outreach initiatives help to raise awareness of the abilities of the blind and visually impaired.